This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Unpredictable person.
With all due respect to Dr. Phil, having been through the war in Iraq and
Marcus,
I'm telling you, there is no government.
Tom, I'm a veteran.
Giant douche nozzle.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock here on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that we just love to make reality our bitch on here on this show. It's kind of the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. It is a trip to the looking glass. You got to give this show 2 weeks. 2 weeks, man. And if you ain't got it figured out by then and are not completely in love with it, I don't know what to tell you. If you've got it figured out by then and aren't completely in love with it, I do know what to tell you. You need to listen to another show. If you still ain't got it figured out by then, keep listening. 877-876-PHIL. Horrible events at Fort Hood. On our program tonight, we'll be talking with Dean Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler is at the Northern California Anti-War Coalition. He's going to be discussing with us what he considers to be and what the rest of us consider to be. I mean, it'll be wide-ranging, the causes of this horrific, horrific incident there at Fort Hood. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We also are online at philhendryshow.com. That's our website. And if you want to go to Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/PhilHendryShow and follow along behind the scenes. Joining us now from Novato, California, this is Dean Wheeler. And, Dean, this story from Fort Hood is gruesome. It's ugly. All of the specifics people have heard already, the number of people shot, this individual, this Nadal guy, this major. Today, though, we heard this discussion concerning gun control and the war in Iraq and post-traumatic stress syndrome, PTSD. You put stock in this?
Well, as you know, Phil, due to the conversations I had before the program with your producing staff, I do put stock in the possibility that this man was frightened, as I think anyone would be, of going off to war. I think there is more to it, though. I think it is a political statement, and it is a calculated move by this man, Mr. Nadal, to keep himself from being deployed and to draw attention to a war, two wars, really, that are, in my opinion, very destructive and have been nothing but bad for this country, have drained this country of resources that are vitally needed for the rebuilding of the health care program and putting our bridges in order and having our children getting warm lunches. Hot lunches and hot breakfasts and warm lunches. And for me and for millions of Americans, in a way, it's a blessing.
What's a blessing? This incident at Fort Hood?
Well, no. I'm not in the sense that you're now...
This incident at Fort Hood is a blessing how?
Not in the sense that you're attempting to, by your startled reaction, portray this.
Well, when you use the word blessing, what do you mean?
I mean a wake-up call. A wake-up call to all Americans that these wars are terribly destructive and that this Major Nadal, in his way, was drawing attention to that.
Well, let's talk for just a second here before we get off into the political reasons. There has been valid discussion as to mental health here.
Well, that is a discussion that's been had. You have me on your program to talk about the politics of it. I'd like to do that.
I don't think the discussion's been had, though, sir. What I'm saying is, today I did hear a lot of people saying, oh, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, gun control, this kind of thing. But getting into the discussion of mental health, I think, is the first step.
I don't think there is a discussion of mental health there.
Why not?
Because he was a psychiatrist. And it's stunning, really, and quite amazing to me that people didn't put two and two together on this, but it is something that we do at our organization, the Anti-War Coalition in Northern California. we try to point out the obvious. And we had a lot of people who were emailing and calling and saying, but don't you think this man should have been drummed out of the service earlier because of mental problems? And we wrote back, and you do feel a little swell of pride when you're able to point out something to people, even if it's a very obvious thing. We wrote back, the man was a psychiatrist. If he had been mentally ill, he would have self-diagnosed himself. And you get back a return email from people saying something to the effect of, oh, my God, how could I be so stupid? Of course they're not stupid. They're not as aware of what's going on as we are here at the NCAWC.
So you're saying that this man being a psychiatrist, it's impossible for him to have been mentally ill.
No, I'm not saying that.
Impossible for him to have been mentally ill and not know it.
That's what I'm saying. And that, you see, even yourself, Mr. Hendry, as experienced as you are on the talk, on the programming of talk and what you do, you didn't have that figured out.
All right, so, I don't know really, sir, if that's valid.
You're saying that isn't valid. This man was a psychiatrist, Mr. Hendry. That's the highest level of mental health care professional that we have. There is a chain. There is a descending order. There is first psychiatrist, then psychologist, and at the very bottom rung are these marriage family counselors. And I don't say that in any disparaging way. I'm just saying...
They're not doctors.
No, they're not doctors. And I know that early in my marriage, we went to a couple of them because my wife and I were having some problems, and it was pretty much a big fat waste of time going to them. Had we gone to a psychiatrist who it might have helped, I don't know. But we're very now involved in more of a new age look at things. So,
all right, we're talking here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Anti-War Coalition. Now, the question that I had for you, you are saying that this man, this Nadal, this major, committed these acts for a political reason. You don't say it's mental health.
No, I do not.
And you don't say that it's necessarily jihad.
Well, no, I don't. I think it was an effort by a very frightened man not to go to war and be killed. It is not a natural act to step into a furnace, a blazing furnace. It's not a natural act. If you saw a friend of yours that you loved very much, and that individual was about to open the cast iron door of a blazing furnace and go in to that furnace and stand there, you'd stop him. So it's not a natural act.
All right. Well, what you're saying is that this man, Nadal, in going to Iraq or Afghanistan, was stepping into a blazing furnace, and yet this guy was a Army professional, was a volunteer.
He was a volunteer in the United States Army, and that is not necessarily a job that you're going to automatically associate with going to war.
Why? This is the thing I never get. Why wouldn't you associate that with going to war?
There is rarely a war. When we have wars, they're usually wars that we've started.
Well, that's not true, sir.
Well, we can argue about that another time, Phil. But when we have wars, they are usually wars that that we've started.
Well, that isn't necessarily true. I don't want you to get away with that. I don't want to hear that.
But I think most people, especially my fellow anti-war protesters, understand why Major Hassan did what he did to stay out of these illegal and unjust wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that was to provoke an incident where he would get himself wounded.
You're talking about suicide by cop?
No, I'm not talking about suicide. I'm talking about provoking an incident where he could somehow get himself wounded and into hospital so that he could stay out.
This man, sir, if you don't mind me interrupting you.
Ease your tone down, Phil. We are about trying to have dialogue, you know, and there is no dialogue when your tone is...
Well, if you want to have dialogue, sir, then I don't think you ought to be making statements like, this is a blessing.
Well, in a way, I think you are... not looking at the big picture. I'm sorry that people died, but can't we look at how wonderful it is that we've refocused on the inhumanity of this war?
No, I don't see that at all, sir. Now, I want to ask you something. You're saying that this guy provoked an incident to get himself injured.
The major reignited a dialogue about these unjust wars. Shouldn't we thank him for that?
I want to get back to this thing that you said about this guy provoking this incident.
All right.
So he started shooting people so that cops would come and kill him.
So that cops would come and wound him so that he would be in the hospital. I'll tell you why that this is a valid point of view.
All right.
It is very typical of the police to empty their service revolvers into a suspect. We've seen this time and again where you see a suspect dead from 50 gunshot wounds, 40. This man had only four. Why? It certainly wasn't because the police weren't trying to shoot him. It was because this man, Mr. Nadal, Mr. Hassan, was attempting to avoid those shots in a skillful manner in which he would shoot and then pivot, shoot and pivot.
And what do you mean shoot and pivot? What does that mean?
That is a way of avoiding being shot. If you've watched, and you can see this on a lot of the television programs, I don't think I'm saying anything that's out of school. You can turn, dive, different things. Now, again, I'm not a professional. I wouldn't know how to do this.
How would this man who is a psychiatrist know how to do this?
He's in the United States Army. Enough said. United States Army.
All right, well, if we are to understand what you're saying here, Mr. Wheeler, number one, this guy, this major, provoked this incident so he'd get shot and not have to go to Afghanistan or Iraq.
That is my belief, yes.
And that the act of shooting and murdering these other people is a blessing.
Oh, Mr. Henry, you want to really take that out of context?
No, it's not. It's not out of context because that's exactly what you said.
I said that in the context of it has reignited this debate about the wars in Iran and Afghanistan. I don't say that those people dying is a good thing, but if you could say that it was a good thing, this is what you would say about it.
No, I can't say it's a good thing. That's just it.
All right. Well, then it was a bad thing, but really, it was a good thing when it comes to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're trying to make me the bad guy, and I don't think I'm the bad guy here.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm hearing you talking nonsense, if you don't mind me saying, when it comes to this idea that this is a blessing, that it's reignited the debate on the Iran and Iraq war, that this man tried to get himself wounded instead of killed.
Well, the man was a psychiatrist, so you can rule out mental health as being an issue. All right, you got your points in, Mr. Henry, but here's where you and everyone else is wrong. He's a psychiatrist. He would have known if he was cracking up, to use the term.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Our guest is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Anti-War Coalition. And we're getting at least one side to this horrible event at Fort Hood yesterday from Mr. Wheeler, who believes that it was a premeditated attempt on the part of this major to get himself wounded and out of the war in Iraq, that in some ways this is a blessing because it's reignited the debate on the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that this man's mental health could never be in question because he was a psychiatrist, so he would have known if he was suffering from mental illness. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can go and watch live streaming video of the show. And follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. It's our Twitter site manned by our guys here, Jace, Rance, and Rodriguez, and Bud, and Robert. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil.
Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Anti-War Coalition. We're going to take some phone calls, Dean, if you don't mind. And I know you have some other points you want to make about Islam and the faith and the fact that a female officer shot this major. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll go over here to Michael. Michael, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Dean Wheeler. Sir, what can we do for you? Thanks for calling.
Hi, good evening. It's the first time I've heard your show.
Good evening.
I think it's great so far.
Thank you. Thank you.
I totally disagree with your guest. I don't think, well, I do think this guy was a terrorist, It was a cowardly terrorist act, what he did. And by saying that it's a good thing because it brings attention to the war effort, I just think that's totally off base. I mean, is your guest happy that 9/11 happened because that brought about the plight of the Muslims in the Muslim world?
Well, I would answer your question. 9/11, no, I was not happy that it happened because I didn't know up to that point, as I'm sure you didn't, that there was a problem with the Muslims. And I didn't need to be told that there was a problem with the Muslims in such a horrific way. I do know that there's a problem with the war, but a lot of people who aren't as, excuse me for using this word, intelligent as me, they don't. And so, yes, you welcome these events.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense?
You didn't know there was anything wrong with Muslims before 9/11, and now you do.
Well, I do now, yes. But I did that because I was angry they had blown up the World Trade Center. And I felt, how dare they do that? I could have found this out on my own. Now, to your point, sir, that it was a terrorist act, if it was a terrorist act, he would have committed suicide. Thank you.
Not necessarily. I mean, it was a terrorist act. He attacked our soldiers.
He would have committed suicide. Thank you.
No. Why do you say that he would have committed suicide?
Every terrorist act, they commit suicide. That is part of their what they do. And he didn't.
Okay, the people who blow up IEDs on the side of the road, they don't necessarily kill themselves.
He got himself wounded. And that goes to this idea that he was trying to get out of the war by wounding himself. You see?
Well, if he was trying to get out of the war, then he should have either killed himself and not killed anybody else, or presented himself to his commander and said he was unfit.
Right. What sense does it make to kill himself? Then he's dead. He just wanted to get out of the war. He didn't want to die. And that's why
he did something else besides kill our soldiers.
You know.
Exactly. Why did he take all of those lives?
Because he was a terrorist. That's why he did it.
He took all those lives to focus attention on the war in Iraq, and also, yes, to have the police shoot him and wound him.
You're giving this guy all kinds of credit for all kinds of intelligent... How can you be shot at by police and not get wounded?
As I mentioned to you before, Phil, there are certain things... If you've ever watched... And this is really ridiculous, but if you've ever watched Starsky and Hutch, you can see where they've pivot away from the police. They roll... these are standard army taught procedures.
Look at Starsky and Hutch got nothing to do with this. All right.
I'm saying the average civilian is going to understand these moves if they watch shows like that. But these are taught in the army. Pivot moves, rolling behind a couch. Those are the things you see on television. But certainly they apply in the military.
All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. What can we do for you?
Hello, my friend.
Yes, sir.
First thing I'd like to say is I really enjoy the show, and the next thing I'd like to say is I have a great-grandfather who fought in World War One, a grandfather who fought in World War Two. I have family that have fought in Vietnam, and I find it terribly offensive that this gentleman would put out the idea that we go out and start these wars. That was absolutely ridiculous. He made the comment that we start most of these wars. And I find that very offensive, and I feel like
Vietnam
he owes
war.
This country an apology for that. It's wrong. But I'd also like to say
your grandfather's not even here anymore. Why would you worry about that?
It's not about his grit.
It's not about whether he's here or not. It's about the fact that this man fought for the freedom that you so richly enjoy, sir, and you owe this company an apology. Country an apology, excuse me. Also, I would like to say this. Having a good friend...
You're asking to apologize to your company.
No, he said the country, not his company.
I don't know where the man works.
The country.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Having a good friend who is a paranoid schizophrenic, I can tell you that just because this man is a healthcare professional does not mean that he could automatically diagnose himself. I have a good friend who any logical person would, after doing the things he had done, would know that there are mental issues there. But part of the problem that he has does not allow him to see that he is mentally disturbed.
So, I mean, before he got so But if you're a psychiatrist, if you're a psychiatrist, you're better at it than a normal person, because you could be schizophrenic and still say, oh, I'm schizophrenic because I've had this medical training, so I know why I'm hearing these voices.
All right, we're going to come back with Dean Wheeler on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
You know what I mean?
No idea. Never get upset. I don't doubt that you don't. Dean Wheeler joins us here from the Northern California Anti-War Coalition. We're talking about Fort Hood.
Well, what I meant, Phil, sorry for interrupting you.
Go ahead.
I don't get upset. I try to live in a peaceful state of mind and being. I can only hope that others can live the same way. And when we talk about this man, the Major...
Well, tell people what you told me during the break, that this is a humiliating thing for him to have been shot by a female police officer.
Well, he's Islam. He's an Islam.
He's a Muslim.
He's a Muslim. And that's very humiliating for Muslim men to be taken down in any way, down the social ladder, down the business ladder, or to literally be taken down by a female police officer.
But he didn't want to die, according to you. He was simply trying to spin away from as many bullets as he could so he would only be wounded.
But to be wounded by a female police officer is very humiliating, Phil. And I know you don't understand this or your audience, but that's what we do here at the Anti-War Coalition. We try to see both sides and recognize that this man was a mental health professional trying to survive, trying to live another day, without walking into the furnace of Afghanistan. And how do we repay him? We have a female police officer shoot him. I can only hope...
What do you mean, repay him? There's nothing that we owe this man. He killed people.
I can only hope, Phil, I'm sorry, but I can only hope that we get a health care bill passed so that this man can be treated. And without the steep health care bills that he would have, and so he can get back and help people.
That's an astounding, and excuse me for saying this, asinine statement.
It's not making me angry, Phil. You insulting me doesn't make me angry.
No, it's not an insult, sir. That's an absolute statement of fact. That's an astoundingly asinine statement.
That doesn't hurt me. It doesn't hurt me.
You don't see the truth in that?
I most certainly do not. I most certainly do not. He was a mental health professional. He would have known if he was going, as my children say, if he was going batty or crackers or buggin', or however a lot of the minorities would call it, buggin'.
Oh, is that what they would call it? 877...
Don't be condescending, Mr. Hendry.
877... I'm not, sir. 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go to a phone call here. Tracy, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, please.
Hi, sir. My name is Tracy,
yes.
And I just have a few comments to this Mr. Wheeler. First of all,
yes,
His comment about... the gentleman being a psychiatrist, therefore, he couldn't be insane. I mean, Mr. Wheeler might want to go get himself checked out, because that's the most ludicrous statement I've ever heard. Somebody
right.
in the mental health profession could tell you that if anybody is truly mentally ill, they cannot make a rational statement. They can't make a rational decision. Therefore, he couldn't tell if he was insane or not.
No. Leading up to it, he would say, wait a minute,
Second of all, his comment about police officers shooting 40 rounds, and that's what we're trained to do. I'm a police officer. That is not what we're trained to do. We're trained to isolate a threat and terminate the threat. Once that threat is no longer a threat, we don't keep shooting. So that, too, is an ignorant statement.
Well, you know of the news stories, we've seen them all, where the man was shot 50 times because he was zipping his fly, I'm not saying that is, maybe it's less, but why would they shoot a man for simply trying to zip his fly up?
You're talking about the story you're talking about the story in New York where that man was reaching for a wallet or something. Those officers opened up on him. It was a horrible thing. He was unarmed. You know, Dean, you're attributing to all police officers.
Well, all I'm saying is the following. The fact that he was shot four times by a female officer, and forgive me, I know the lady I'm speaking to is a female police officer.
And what difference does it make if it's a female officer or a male officer?
This is going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
You being a psychiatrist, you should know that's an extremely sexist comment
made. I'm not a psychiatrist. This Muslim is the major.
The other thing is, a psychiatrist
would know the first voice that he heard. He'd say, "Aha, that's insanity."
By the time you're hearing voices, you're already gone.
Well, how do you know? Have you heard voices?
No, I haven't. But I think that if you're hearing voices, you're.
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to. Do you understand the fact that he was shot by a female officer because he is a Muslim? Because he's a Muslim, he'll be haunted by that. And
you know what? And thank God for her that she was there to take him out to prevent others from living. I mean, and the only reason that you're capable of saying the things that you say that you are saying right now, sir, is because of the United States and the free will in our Constitution. Otherwise, you should probably be evaluated and put someplace.
Oh, so my political points of view necessitate hospitalization. They did that in communist Russia. How does that make you feel?
I'm sorry.
What is that supposed to mean?
What I said was my political point of view. You think I need to be hospitalized. That's what they did in communist Russia. How does that make you feel?
What I'm saying is that the statement that you're making.
Why are you counting?
I want to see how she reacts to a very logical statement like that. And she's not.
Well, I'm trying to, but you're being rude.
Oh, she's trying to.
Do you want me to
I'll do it to myself. Go ahead. Yes, please do.
What I'm saying is that the comments that you are making, you're able to make because of the Constitution, which are why the soldiers are over there fighting. And instead of thanking God and the soldiers for what they're doing, you're minimizing their job, and you're saying that that's a blessing in disguise. I mean, how dare you, sir, really?
20 seconds, and you didn't answer my question.
You know something, Dean? It's not for you to sit there counting to 10 or 20.
She did not answer my question. She thinks I should be hospitalized because of my politics.
Let me tell you what I think. This is a police officer. The woman that shot this guy is a female police officer. This is how we do it in America. You're an American. We don't live our lives according to this kind of Sharia law. We live it according to the secular civil law that we have here. Women are cops.
I know that, Phil. You don't have to tell me that. I was arrested by a female officer. Are you telling me that wouldn't be humiliating for you?
It would be humiliating to be arrested. A female officer would have nothing to do with it.
Well, he's a Muslim. Now, the second thing you have to understand is the fact that he did evidence some skill dancing away from these bullets, and this lady hasn't addressed this.
I'm not aware of...
What evidence do you have he was dancing away from bullets? Maybe he was just a coward trying to hide.
He was only shot four times. Now,
what does that got to do with it? She was a good shot, and she isolated the threat. Police officers are not trained to keep shooting until their gun is unloaded. We're trained to shoot until the threat is isolated and gone. Whether that means they drop down and drop their weapon, or that means that they are killed. There's a totally different opinion of what you're saying. You're saying she shot him four times because she just wanted to wound him. And that's not true. That's not how police officers are trained.
No. I mean, I'm saying she shot him four times because he wanted to be wounded. That's how he was able to manipulate
her. That's how you're interpreting
it, sir.
That's how you're interpreting it.
I know the Army because I've read up on... I've seen a lot of the same things you've seen, the war movies and so forth.
Sir, you haven't seen what I've seen.
Yeah, exactly. Look at Tracy, thank you. Great call, and I'm glad you called. I'm very happy that a female police officer, an American police officer called, because we're dealing with a medieval mindset here. Let's go over to Brett on the Phil Hendry Show. Brett, you're on with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead.
Well, you didn't allow me to finish my point.
You can finish your point, Dean. I want to hear from this gentleman. Go ahead.
I don't understand this guy's thought process where he can think this guy is doing himself a favor and doing the country a favor by agreeing with how this man has just or has blown up or shot so many people. It's ridiculous. This guy is a terrorist, and this guy doesn't want to acknowledge that.
I'm saying it was a political act where he got himself wounded and drew attention to the war.
How do you think that he got himself wounded? How did he run into a building and shoot 40-some people, kill 13
right.
people, and then say, oh, I'm just going to get myself wounded? You don't think he thought he was going to die in this fact? This guy was a terrorist on a suicide mission, pal.
He was an army, sir. He was in the army, so he knew about pivot and spin.
This guy was a psychologist. This guy was a psychologist in the army.
Exactly.
You think he was trained extensively in warfare? I don't think so, pal. This guy was...
He had to go through boot camp.
...to become a doctor and become a psychologist. It was a free education.
He had to go to boot camp. He had to go to boot camp.
Anybody in military has to go through boot camp. Anybody in military has to go through boot camp. You're trying to say he dodges bullets. Are you serious? Do you understand what you're trying to say, that he's dodging bullets?
My theory is...
Yeah, what does your theory originate from?
My theory originates from this. He's a psychiatrist, so he couldn't be crazy. So what is the next step? He's trying to get himself out of deployment and politically draw attention to these wars. What does he do? He gets himself shot and hospitalized.
And he murders 13 people.
You think he planned on getting himself hospitalized? You don't think he was expecting to die on this mission of his? I mean, he screamed,
Allah, that would be insane.
Praise Allah, or praise the Lord. I mean,
that doesn't...
this guy's a nut job, and you're sitting there trying to justify
well,
it.
Well, I think... You need to be respectful of his religion. Akbar is their God.
No, Allah is their God.
Yeah,
he said Akbar. Right. Didn't he say Akbar just now?
He said Allah Akbar is God, all praise to God, or God is great, I believe.
God is great.
Okay, I don't hear... Well, okay, Allah is the first word. But the point I'm making is, what he did went terribly awry. But if there's anything good that comes from it...
Because he didn't just get wounded? Is that what you're trying to say?
He got wounded by a female officer, which he's going to have to live with the hell of that for the rest of his life.
Thank God the female officer didn't kill him. Now if people like you in this country are going to put him on trial, and we're going to try to give him life in prison, and we're going to spend
he'll put his
head on a freaking oak tree stump and chop it off. That's what we should do, and quit wasting our tax dollars.
That's terrorism. And that kind of terrorism...
No, what this guy did was terrorism.
Oh, yeah, that's terrorism. What that man did is he walked in and... 13 people he murdered in cold blood, and you won't even address that. You say, well, it's a blessing that it got our attention.
No, of course it's not a blessing, Mr. Henry. Why are you twisting my words?
That's what you're saying, Dean.
That's exactly what you're saying, Dean. And you also said, because the guy's a psychiatrist, he can't be nuts, so he used pivot and spin to only get shot 4 times. Well, if that's the case, then I guess he outmaneuvered that female officer.
Well, that's the good side for him. But keep something in mind. Healthcare reform has not been passed. Okay.
What about it?
Well, he's going to have hospital bills.
No, you know what? The Army's going to pay for that, man. The Army is paying for this guy.
Healthcare, you nut job. How does this have anything to do with healthcare?
You know, you can't hurt me. You can't hurt me with words.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I wish you could see reality. Reality would
the health care this guy's going to get, he is getting government health care. He's got the United States Army providing his rear-end health care, and I'm sorry that he's going to be tortured by the fact he was shot by a female police officer, but you know something? He'll be able to access United States government mental health care as well. It won't be as good as his own. 877-876. Do you believe in this guy?
Well, he's making some good points about the female officer taking him down. What's he going to do about it?
Oh, he's going to have to live with it. Whatever. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Dean Wheeler, 877-876-PHIL, about the horror of Fort Hood and the motives of this gunman, and in Dean's opinion, the fact he couldn't have been crazy. He was a psychiatrist. It was a political act. And he only meant to get wounded. 877-876-PHIL. This is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Please don't twist my words.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here on the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. And according to news reports, this man, Malik Hassan, cleaned out his apartment the morning of the shooting, according to his neighbors, talking to CNN. Go to another phone call here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, is James. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sorry.
Yes, hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Thanks. Listen, you know, the thing is, I think that it's important to understand.
Hold on.
Is that,
James, I'm sorry. Are you there? Mr. Wheeler, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I thought you were speaking to me.
No, I have James. Go ahead. I apologize, James.
No, it's okay. You know, the statements Phil made are you know, they're not intended to be insults. I think to everyone listening, it's painfully obvious that you know, what you're saying, man, it really is asinine, and it really is crazy. And the thing I would challenge you to ponder is, I mean, I don't know if you have children or not, but certainly you have loved ones or people you care about. If this guy, you speak in terms of him being reformed and getting better and being able to help people, and you talk about him being a psychologist and that he can't be crazy, I don't know how many psychologists you know, but a lot of them are freaking nuts, and the notion that he couldn't be capable.
You're thinking about the Hannibal Lecter TV show. That's ridiculous.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean,
you know, the Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, get out of here, Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs.
But Mr. Hendry, sir, Mr. Hendry called me a douchebag. He called me an anus.
I did not call you any of those things, Mr. Wheeler. All right?
Well, your callers did. And I told you, it doesn't hurt me. I'm okay with it. The violent attitude is just uncivil, and it shows a lack of respect for the humans. That's all I'm saying.
What about your lack of respect to the families? This man is talking about the families of those people.
I'm very, very touched and saddened by their loss, as I am touched and saddened by the fact that the shooter, this major, will have to live with the fact that a female police officer...
I know, shot him and took him down. Do you think that's as bad as having your loved ones dead?
Why are you asking me? You have a caller on.
Exactly.
Oh, so this is two against one, is that it?
It's not about being against it.
Yeah,
intelligence is intelligence, and you're I don't know where you're. I think everyone wants to understand where you're coming from.
I want to make sure that everyone in the world knows that this man may have been engaged in some form of skillful political protest, whereby he would get himself wounded, not have to go to Iraq or Afghanistan. And the casualties are collateral, you see, because that's what we say about Iran, the war in Iran, or, I mean, the war in Iraq. Don't we? Don't we? Yeah, we do.
Don't we? Don't we? You're saying that walking into a room and targeting individuals on purpose is the same thing as a bomb blowing up in Iraq and civilians being hurt by it.
What?
Oh, thank you very much for your call, James. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't think there's I'm not speaking Russian here. Here is Eric in Yakima, Washington. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. Good to talk to you. Yes, sir. I thought this was a hoax. I could not believe it. But I'm going to go with it.
I'm going to ask Mr. Wheeler. Are you pulling our leg here? Is that it?
Well, if you think that the deaths of people in war and in civilian life is funny, then I feel sorry for both of you gentlemen.
Okay, well, I feel sorry.
You're the one who's making the joke about it.
And there's a lot of bad people out there, and they have to be dealt with.
Well, okay? Why do you think that's funny? Why do you think that's funny?
Because he's a psychiatrist, couldn't be insane. Well, don't you think he would be smart enough to get out of going to war without killing people unless he had another agenda?
His agenda was the political statement that the war is bad that he wanted people to know about. And also,
and his website had to take care of that and all that. He had to kill people to do that.
That
and you think that's
the other thing? Well, you think that
it was a mission.
You think it's some kind of a Hannibal Lecter deal?
No,
and
no,
I just
I'm
find
sorry,
that hard to believe.
Sir, I don't watch movies like you watch. I don't even. I'm sorry. What I deal
you don't
with
know about,
in reality,
are you kidding?
I don't think you do.
You've never seen the movie Silence of the Lambs?
I have never watched it completely through because I'm not a big fan of blood and gore and all that stuff. People are pro-war. People are not pro-war. We're pro-liberty. We're pro-safety for our nation. We're not pro-war. Nobody's pro-war.
Right.
Nobody jumps and grabs a gun and goes, let's go kill people. No. We
no,
go
I don't know
and we that, protect our land and we protect our people. And
I don't know how you could have
soldiers.
Any credibility. Your credibility, you've never, the fact you never saw Silence of a Lamb is frightening.
he can
laugh if he wants.
You basically
Phil Henry.